Seven, one, two, five. Are we doing this right?
Well, are we?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Fucking outer limits and shit. The X-Files song comes on. What? Hey, that shit used to creep me out.
Dude, I wouldn't watch it because of that fucking intro.
It used to creep me out.
Just from the opening credits, you're like, oh no.
I don't like the one. Didn't they try to redo it? Or with the same people, they try to make a movie, right?
I think they just brought it back
for a season, and it was like maybe like three episodes or something.
That movie's
nothing's
that
creepier
movie's
than that
weak.
Intro.
I remember the movie. It was whack.
It was whack.
But
so look, guys, we're another week, and we went from the trap house to the back house. Got a new location. It might be haunted.
Fucking tricycles floating in the air and shit.
We're basically recording out of if you guys ever seen American Pickers, like when they go in those fucking areas with all this random shit. Yeah, that's what we're
it's
in.
Like
a barn
where they keep your boat. And
yeah, it's like a storage area.
Barn slash.
It's a ballin' house that has a barn house.
Because
only ballin' houses can have shit like this.
I feel like two other families could live in here.
For real,
eventually
we put it right
projected
down the middle. That's like two. That's like two suites.
Yeah. The what are those houses that are split in half?
Townhouses?
No. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like duplexes.
Yeah, oh, duplexes. Yeah.
What's the difference between a duplex and a townhouse?
One's ghetto, one's not.
I have no idea.
I just
know the duplexes are the split in the middle. Like,
so don't shit on me.
Just Eric sounded a lot more confident than you did.
I'm not afraid to ask questions. Stupid person in the room is the one that doesn't ask questions.
Fuck.
My son's seven, so I'm learning new things.
You're learning with him or what?
Well, yeah, what the heck? You know what a compound sentence is?
No.
You know what a compound word is?
Do you know what a compound word is?
I do now.
He's like, I will once I read the chapter.
That he just Googles it. Parents back in the day just had it like, oh shit,
well,
ask your mom.
At a certain age, they stopped helping you because they didn't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah.
At least my parents. They're like, yeah, this is past what I am.
For real.
Well, you just forget it. There's a lot of shit that I don't remember anymore.
Shit.
It's probably like you're learning it all over again, huh?
Well,
if you don't understand it, you probably like look it up.
I still have to like look up two and then two, like T-O-O.
Yeah.
Because you have to use them certain ways, or there and there. T-H-E-R-E.
I mean, that's,
and the other there.
That's pretty simple.
Use it in a sentence now. Make yourself look so stupid.
No, like there. How's it stupid? You don't know the difference from there and there? Like some,
I
like
do,
over there,
okay,
or if
yeah,
that's up
place,
there, that's
yeah,
that's something that's yours. Mm-hmm. Like,
or theirs.
Or they are. Like, you don't know the difference of all those?
I do know what I'm saying, how to use them in a sentence again.
Yeah. Like when I write it out. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's like pretty simple. I hate when people fucking get that wrong.
Well, use two and two in a sentence.
It's like, are you going to the house? Or I also have that too. Exactly, Martin. Take a drink, motherfucker. Dude, that's a simple shit. Like, but I don't know. Do you still like write your captions with like lowercase and uppercase letters?
I'm a grown ass man, so I don't have social media.
I just struggle with you because that's usually people that can't do there and there.
What do you mean?
Like when people write out ghetto like that with like the, it's like capital letters and lowercase letters. Like, you ever seen that before? Captions?
Like every other one?
Yeah.
What was that thing back in the day where
it would
be
MySpace.
Like,
that was like a MySpace thing.
One letter would be capital.
Still see like some ghetto ass people do
that. Capital. That shit.
Yeah, that shit was annoying.
MySpace was dope though because you could put it like, your name could be long as fuck.
Yeah.
So mine would always be like lyrics from a rap song or some shit like that.
Yeah. Like you would change it like every other week with your profile
with
song.
With your background. I put my
you
background.
You can have a mood too.
I put my background in like when I played football, like the only good hit I ever had. It made me look like I was laying him out, and I like was helping some other dude tackle him, but it looked dope.
People's profiles on there got out of control sometimes. Like they would go over exaggerating.
No, there were some pages that I didn't even want to visit because I knew they had too much shit going on. I couldn't load that shit on my fucking dial up.
Well, like, Daniel would create mine all the time and stuff like.
I would do my shit myself. Do that shit. Like, that's how I learned like basic code. Like I'm sure that's how probably Eric got into what he does now.
Pretty much.
Yeah. MySpace. I was like,
I tried to get back on mine, but I just forgot I got what it was like, under like and my password.
A couple weeks ago, I got on it.
See, I don't get that. Like, you don't remember the passwords or use similar passwords or variations of the same password.
Back then, when they had the email, you could create a random ass email.
Oh yeah.
So I don't know. I just always
I didn't have an email at that time. I was in fucking ninth grade. The fuck?
Email? What have an email for? Well, fuck, maybe, I don't know, I was just always on the internet. Yeah. You didn't have AIM back then?
No, I had AIM on my sidekick. That was like middle school.
What was your screen name?
I don't remember.
Damn,
it was something stupid.
Question.
It was something stupid.
I can't remember mine's either.
Something 69.
Oh, no, mine was Southern Mota.
Oh, yeah, Southern Mota. That still is fucking Hotmail account.
I still use it, actually, yeah.
Oh, shit. Mine was No Soto Steel.
No Soto Steel?
Yeah.
I just remember I had to change all my shit when I started applying for jobs because they're not going to try to send you emails. Hot Boy 91 or some shit.
Actually, my first job out of high school.
I was born in 89. I don't know why I said 91.
My first job out of high school.
Girls had the worst. It was like Princess This, Princess Baby, or Luscious This.
Bliss was like Honey something. I was like, shut the fuck up. That was just your party name.
Like our buddy Dennis was Drunken Monkey.
Yeah, Drunken Monkey.
Tony still uses Tony Loco.
Yeah, that's his Fortnite account still. He won't let it go. He's like, Tony Loco. It's three favorite numbers, 379. I remember because his sister-in-law actually made our emails when we were kids. So that's how we always had those same emails for like forever. Forever, stupid.
Damn, thinking about MySpace. I'm tripping out of MySpace right now. I'm like thinking about it, like, damn, all this shit I used to get into on MySpace.
No, but what? What did it get to, like top 48 or some shit? What did it get to?
It was always top 8.
They kept going though.
But people like it's just the code or the theme you used. Code in. Yeah,
I always had like the same post every week, and it was me killing Tom, the creator of fucking MySpace. Remember, like I always was like, oh, I hung Tom up this week and this and that. Like everyone be like, why do you hate Tom so much? Like he never replies to me. Like it was stupid.
Well, I remember I would hide my comments to be sneaky because females fucking put some stupid.
You could
shit
hide comments. You could even the top 8.
Or you
can
hide
out of control.
Or you can hide the date that you last time could. Signed in or some shit like that.
Yeah, I would always hide the top.
But
8.
You could always look at it if you just went to the search bar and you typed in comments like on the.
Oh yeah,
the thing.
Damn! So you, bring you remember MySpace? I forgot about that.
Yeah.
What's up, Eric? He's just thinking about like all the creepy shit he used to do on MySpace.
Before your time.
He's like, yeah.
He actually has a buddy that worked with MySpace.
Oh yeah, huh? Your buddy that worked at MySpace. I forgot about
Steve.
That.
Steve.
Why they got these random Tom, Steve, generic ass word names.
Yeah, dude, MySpace he started out there. He didn't even fucking finish school. It was like, I think around the last month of school, he just signed up for MySpace, looked at the code, and he was like, I can make this better. So he redid like the whole profile page and cut down the code by like 50% so it would load a lot faster.
Oh,
and
shit.
He sent it to them and got an interview like almost immediately.
Oh shit, that's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Now we're is he still there? Or no, obviously not.
No.
But what is MySpace now?
It's like a music thing.
Where is Steve now?
Justin Timberlake bought it.
He's at Hulu now.
Oh, Steve's the one we went to dinner with.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah. He's Hulu Steve now, not MySpace
Hulu Steve.
Oh shit, Hulu Steve.
I feel like I like Hulu more than Netflix.
So he works for
I think their UI, like their like how it looks is pretty cool. Like definitely.
So he works for Disney now then.
Yeah, for the
Disney.
Most part.
Disney oh, yeah,
bought
yeah.
That shit
Disney.
Out.
Disney owns
since
Fox
like last
now.
Month.
Fucking Disney's going to make condoms next week. Watch. We're going to buy out Trojan.
Yeah, there's going to be fucking Mickey Mouse condoms.
What condoms do you like better? Magnum, Trojan, or... there was Lifestyles.
There was Lifestyles. There was old school ones are Rough Riders.
I never remember Rough Riders.
It was old school.
It's 2019. No one wears condoms anymore.
I was asking. I don't wear condoms. I haven't worn condoms since 89.
Stupid.
I think you just feel safe with the brand name, just Trojan. Did you get the different ones? Ripple and
fucking Gucci. Her
pleasure.
Gucci.
There's Gucci ones?
Is it?
Yeah.
Or they have those colored ones.
Oh, yeah.
The flavored ones or something like that. I don't know. Why would you want to get dumb with a condom on? It just sounds ridiculous.
Yeah. I remember, I don't want to, I'm not going to say her name, but we got, we went to this party and this girl that we all knew or know got really drunk and she started throwing up, and to tie her hair, I tied her hair with a condom. you know?
The one in your wallet or what?
Yeah.
Why did everyone have one in their wallet?
Yeah. Because we didn't fucking, I didn't want to carry that shit just in my like pocket. And they said it was bad because it could break.
Do you guys have a funny condom story like that? Like, I remember we're going on the road trip to Rosarito, and we're on the freeway.
Oh, hold on, though. She woke up the next day and fucking didn't know who did it.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. Imagine her mom or dad would have seen that shit.
I know.
Like, what are you with fucking condom on your hair?
Well, at least it's in her hair, not her cooch.
Well, shit, they don't know. Like, fuck, what were you doing?
So he was saying on our way to Rosarito, remember that? Like, we had, like, two cars on the way there, right?
Oh, yeah, we were on the way to Rosarito, and we were just fucking around. And, whatever. I don't even know who it was. One of our, I guess our cousin or someone pulled up next to us with a bunch of people in it, and I just opened a condom and I put it out the window. And you see all the lube fucking going everywhere, hitting the windshield and shit.
The craziest thing is how big it blows up, dude.
It blew up pretty.
All of our listeners, all two of our listeners, just from the wind. From the wind, got some dude. Free time on the freeway.
Yeah. Yeah,
stretch it out and it gets huge, dude. It's like a big ass fucking dick just floating.
Yeah. So then how does it break?
It took a while, dude. It just popped out of nowhere.
But I'm saying, how does it break when you're having sexual relations?
It shows the strength of it, but because you have it in your wallet for fucking 3 years, dude.
That's probably what it is.
It just gets all crusty.
Yeah.
The I mean, do they manufacture so many of them? There has to be just some that are faulty.
Damn.
But I remember that shit, too. Like, we stopped at the gas station. I forgot whose car it was, but they were like, we got fucking lube all over my windshield. It was all hard to take off too. It was fucking
condoms smell. Oh, yeah, so nasty.
I forgot about that. Dude. That's the worst. That's the thing I hate about them. They just fucking smell gross.
Yeah.
And I think we had like random ass girls too with us too. So they're probably like, damn, these fools are prepared and shit. Like taking them from Rosarito. These fools putting fucking condoms in the freeway. Like they know what they're doing. Those guys are men right there.
Have you ever had your parents walk in on you when you're like doing something with a girl or anything like that?
Yeah.
Yeah? Like what?
No, I always locked my door, but it, like.
What? You didn't have your door locked?
Yeah. You had locks. You didn't have locks? Oh, shit.
I didn't leave my
apple. No, I locked my door, so it was just a bunch of like, what are you doing in there?
No, there was this one time.
Open the door.
There was one time I was with this chick, and one of my cousins was with us. We were supposed to go to Rosarito the next day. Rosarito the next day. Huh?
Your cousin a female or male?
Oh, he's a dude.
But so he's a male.
Yeah. Fucking Martin, man. I don't want to talk anymore. But like, we were supposed to go to Rosarito the next day, whatever. So they went to my house and spent the night there. And this fool, for some reason, he's like, oh, I'm going to go watch cartoons with my brother, Renee. And I was like, okay, whatever. So I was in the room with this chick. And my dad wakes up and he sees him in the living room. Like, what the fuck? What are you doing here? He's like, oh, we're going to TJ or Rosarito or whatever. But instead of saying like, oh, you know, yeah, we're going here. But, oh, Tony's taking a shower or whatever. He goes, oh, he's in his room. So he goes, my dad goes and checks on me. And I'm just chilling in the bed with this girl. And my dad just trips out.
Who's like, the girl again?
Doesn't matter.
Just some random chick?
Yeah, some random.
Wow. I'm just making sure it wasn't your cousin.
I know. It was you, actually.
Plot twist.
It was a twist.
I just remember one time, shout out to Golden and Magnolia. But me and Melissa were watching a movie, and she was sitting down, and I was on my bed. And for some weird-ass reason, I don't even know why now, I just got up and lifted my shirt up and like put my nipple on by her mouth.
What the fuck?
And then my mom walked by.
What the fuck, bro?
I don't even know.
You just told her to suck it, or that's what you wanted?
But then my mom, and I always, maybe I should ask my mom what she thought. Because then she just kept walking.
Fuck.
And getting your nipples licked isn't even that fun. It doesn't even feel, I don't even feel anything.
But it should be the other way around.
I was young. I know, but it was just, she was just sitting there, and I was like, I don't even know. I was
just clowning.
You know, it's those weird ass teenage years where I just some random ass shit. So I just lifted up my shirt and just put it right in her face. And my mom walked out of her room.
I wonder what she was thinking. That's she was what like, say. What the fuck?
Like, mom, like, yeah, this kid doesn't know what he's
not
doing.
Your mom.
Poor, poor girl.
Melissa, like, what was Melissa thinking? Like, she was like, oh, all right, fuck it.
He had R&B playing. She was feeling it.
Nah, it worked. We have two kids now.
Yeah, R. Kelly playing in the background and shit.
Nah, not R. Kelly. Don't play me like that.
What's up, Eric?
What's going on?
Dude, wake up.
I'm trying
to,
man.
Bowling yesterday, dude.
I'm trying to wake up. It's not working.
Bowling where?
I have no idea. Out in Chino, somewhere.
Oh, dude, you're way off. He was at Big Al's in Ontario.
But yeah. No, he wasn't. I just said, have you ever been in Big Al's earlier? Oh. He was actually in Chino.
But it's funny how he thought about it, like, oh shit, I think I was.
I think he's just so tired he doesn't want to, like.
Yeah, my brain's not working at all right now.
So it was a Saturday night, so it was like all that techno, like the lights and all that shit. What's called neon?
Yeah, I think
neon. Yeah. What's it called? Shit. Something like that.
Something neon. Oh, Galaxy or...
No.
Is it called Galaxy?
No, I think... I
do forget. You guys remember...
it's not Galaxy, though.
Have we talked about Dave California Skate already?
No.
No? Did you ever go there or no?
To where?
Dave's California Skate.
No. Is that Roller City 2000?
No. I used to work at Roller City 2000. They got rid of it. But Dave's California Skate was right across the street from Villegas Middle School.
No, I never went there.
No?
No.
Oh, never mind. Did you guys go rollerblading then?
Yeah, I went to Roller City 2000. That was like the party spot when you were a kid. Like,
yeah, we used to
people would have their little birthday parties there.
On our street.
Oh, yeah, we used to play like street hockey and shit. Yeah.
Why? Because Mighty Ducks, huh?
Yeah.
Of course, dude.
Exactly. Because of Mighty Ducks, for sure.
I remember I used to work at Roller City 2000. Is it 2000 or 2001? I forgot.
I thought it was 2001. Back is then, it? I was like, it's the future.
Yeah, I know they didn't change it, but...
I was like, in the 90s.
I thought it was like Tron and shit.
Yeah.
I was the one that would have to like hand out the skates and spray them when they got turned back in. So I smell like feet at the end of the day.
Shit.
And I have to go clean out the bathrooms. And like, we'd have to clean out the females. So teenage girls, they have like this little box in the toilet area. And you have to open it and you take out the trash can, like the little trash bag that's in there. So there's like, what's the other shit they stick
up on?
Tampons. Like bloody shit, like you all said,
what's that
shit?
Other shit they stick up there?
Damn.
That's a shirt. Merch coming soon.
Savage.
But and like my dream when I was working there, I was like, fuck, I want to do, that guy looks so cool skating on the rink, like the ref type guy like that was skate around, or I wanted to be the DJ. I was like, so I just... Yeah, I never amounted to anything.
Your dreams.
I remember they used to do like
shot down.
Wanted to be like the Will Ferrell movie and shit. What was it called? The ice skating one.
What was it called?
Fuck.
That was a good ass movie too.
But that shit
Blades
was
of Glory.
Blades of Glory. This one wanted to wear the shiny ass suits and shit.
Yeah, he did.
Come out to Dancing Queen and shit.
I could see him doing that.
I want to see that new Elton John movie.
That
shit looks fire.
Yeah. What was the other movie that was similar to it that just came out?
The Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody. That was fucking
good.
That actor did it really
good. I just couldn't stop staring at his teeth like the whole time.
Yeah. Well, I guess that's how that dude's teeth really was.
Yeah.
Well, after that, I watched the movie, I went on YouTube and they have like a little thing where it's side to side and he like studied the shit out of that because he's like doing all
like
the moves
performance.
And all that
stuff.
Yeah.
That was sick.
Yeah, the Live Aid performance, I've seen it on YouTube and it's spot on. Like all his moves he did and all that, yeah. That guy was fucking talented as shit.
Yeah.
Did you watch
talented
Dirt?
Talented as shit.
Joe Dirt?
No, I think the Motley Crue movie on Netflix.
Oh, yeah, with Machine Gun Kelly and shit. Yeah, that was
sounds pretty dope.
It felt like more
comedy.
Exaggerated, yeah.
Well, I mean, their lives were exaggerating, dude.
No, those but it seemed more
stars.
Like how I'd say comedy. It wasn't really like a documentary type.
Yeah, like
I guess Rhapsody was kind of like that.
That's
too.
How I felt. It should have been more like Bohemian Rhapsody, but I mean, if they make an Ozzy Osbourne one,
I think that's
kind of
what they
like
wanted
that.
To capture.
I feel like they
wanted to capture just like the party, just like the scene. Like I don't think they wanted it to be more of a documentary, like where it's like, oh, you feel their heartbreak. Mm-hmm. You kind of had a little bit of that when the dude lost his kid, but most of it was just like I guess just the journey.
And also, I mean, Motley Crue and Queen is two different things. Like Queen was,
yeah, I mean, higher. Yeah. But I'm just saying the way it was shot.
Yeah, yeah, but I think because I guess you can base it off of, because I like all the documentary type movies.
Yeah.
So when they came out like Big, that one was more of a like how they are now. Like the Rhapsody type style. It wasn't a documentary style with the Notorious B.I.G. one and then the Tupac one.
Oh, yeah, I see.
And then the N.W.A. one and then the Rhapsody and then the Elton John. So it's more of like something you'd have to see in a movie theater.
Yeah.
It's more, you know what I mean, like movie-ish instead of documentary style, I think.
Yeah. No, that makes sense. Like, you know, like the 30 for 30?
I like that, but yeah. Like, I like
it's that just type dope stuff. As fuck. Yeah. Like, did you watch the Netflix one? Netflix had one on, what's his name? The dude that I think he was like part of NWA, like he helped them. Old singer, black dude.
Juicy, not Juicy.
No, he's like
Nate Dogg.
He did music with like Frank Sinatra and stuff.
R.I.P. Nate Dogg.
Oh, Quincy Jones.
Yeah, Quincy Jones. Like that was a really good documentary.
That one was good.
That dude fucking lived like 10 different lives, dude.
No, I thought he was like a he owned a label producer. Like,
yeah, he was a producer. Like, yeah,
I thought he owned a label though.
He was like a talent,
Quincy Jones,
scout, producer. All
yeah,
kinds
yeah,
of
yeah
shit.
He owned like
many
record
hats.
Labels. Like, yeah, it was fucking insane.
But dude, his life, like how they were talking about it, was just it seemed so fucking crazy.
I think he grew up in the south side of Chicago, and like it's just pretty cool, like everything he went through. But yeah, that I was gonna say. But going back to that movie Dirt, the Ozzy Osbourne they used in that movie I thought was pretty legit.
Yeah.
When he fucking snorted with the piss or the ants.
Oh, that shit was hilarious at the pool.
Yeah, I'm like, fuck.
No, he actually did shit
like
that's
a true story. That's
crazy. Yeah. Like,
so you think they're going to make one about Ozzy?
They need to. Like,
I think
was a legend.
Ozzy's still going, so it's kind of hard, but I think 100% they're going to.
Ozzy's having a concert in October in San Diego. Let's go.
I never listened to Ozzy though.
I listened to
Ozzy.
What?
For real?
The only thing I really know about Ozzy is his the show he had.
You never listened to Ozzy, or you never listened to
no.
Black like 13, that last album?
Mm-hmm. No,
Black
really?
Sabbath.
Yeah.
What the hell, dude?
You guys I thought you were with us. We listened to it on the way to. Tim was all fanboy when we snuck into Metal Fest.
Oh yeah, we did listen to 13 when we went to. Mayhem Festival.
Oh yeah, Mayhem Festival. No, there you go.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, well, hit me up if you guys want to go to Art LeBeau concert or something.
With all the cholas.
Not for real.
Go all, check all out. The people he shouts out.
Go check out Little Rob and shit.
MB Riders. I love MB Riders. I'll still listen to that shit. Amanda
dope.
Perez. Shout out Amanda Perez. Come
damn,
on the fucking podcast.
Dude, Amanda Perez, she did a whole makeup. She looks like a dude now.
Does she?
Yeah, dude.
Can we pull that up?
Amanda Perez.
Well, let's see if your hotspot works.
That's the one that was, she made that song about breaking up, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like
I Cry or some shit like that. Or,
is it I Cry?
Or Prayer or something.
I forgot about her.
I don't know, but
it was
like
Prayer. I think
now,
it was Prayer.
I think it was Prayer. She had a couple good jams.
She did a trans. Look at him, right there.
Look at him or him. Hey, yo, use the right pronouns, please.
Look at right
that,
there.
No fuck.
That's Amanda Perez.
So the song was Angel.
Oh, but she had a couple. Look at I Pray.
I Pray.
And then I think there's
she
a,
was killing it. Oh, so she kind of like.
Let me see.
She went to a.
She didn't transition, did she?
I think she just cut her hair and got face tattoos.
She's kind of like a.
She's always been like.
She's
kind of
dykish, yeah.
She just was with that with cornrows and long hair.
Oh shit!
So was she the first, like,
the first what?
Like mainstream? I don't even think she was mainstream, but like
to do that,
like lesbian?
No, the
like
brat.
Who else? Oh, the brat. Brat. Oh yeah, the brat.
I don't know if Missy Elliott is. Missy
no,
Elliott?
I don't think Missy Elliott is.
I don't think she is.
But for sure, the brat.
The brat, yeah.
The
okay,
brat was. The brat was dope too.
But she's Mexican, right? Like that was like.
I believe so. Yeah.
MB Riders, Lighter Shade of Brown, aren't they from Inland Empire?
Yeah.
Well,
ODM.
ODM is.
He lived across the street from the homie Ivan.
Yeah, you know where Slim and Ivan live?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he lived.
Yeah. Just right across the street.
But yeah.
He's just doing the radio stuff now.
What's his name? He used to go to 24.
Yeah, Mexican descent.
Lunatic or whatever his name was. Forgot his real name.
Oh, Jaime?
I don't even know their real names.
Yeah, I know. Everybody just went for the name.
But yeah, dude, she looks super different now, huh?
Yeah.
She just looks, she kind of still looks young, though, for some reason.
It's hard to tell with that blown ass picture taken by a fucking Boost mobile phone, dude.
Yeah, I don't know about that shit. Yeah. I'm not feeling the face tattoo, so.
That's like Wiz's tattoo, where it kind of looks like a
that
mole.
That looks like a K Swiss sign.
That's one thing. Will you guys get a face tattoo?
No. I wouldn't get my face tattoo, but I would get my whole, like, Cody Garbrandt style.
Like your neck?
Like
your neck?
Like my whole neck. But I would also get my whole... I would get a sick-ass ball fade and have my whole head shaved, but get a sick-ass ball fade and leave the top of my hair how it is now. But you could see the tattoos on the side and the back of my head.
Yeah, so you'll do your head and then...
Yeah. Well, but let my hair grow out and then just get
one of my cousins said that he actually felt he said it felt really good doing his head.
Well, I heard that if you take two Norco 10s and drink two My Car lemonades, you will fall asleep.
What the fuck?
That's what I heard when you're getting tattoos.
When I was a kid, I wanted like the Bam Bam Bigelow style tattoos on my head, like the flames and shit.
Oh shit.
I was like,
my Vans.
Yeah, class like your of WWF. I'm glad I got that. When it was WWF, and I wanted a sick ass scar and shit.
You see, look at this. Damn. Is Ozzy when he was younger. He looks just like the dude that was in that movie Dirt.
Yeah, I'd have to watch it again. I don't remember.
Damn, can't believe you guys don't fuck with Ozzy like that.
That's crazy.
I fuck with his family show he had.
That show
they all became drug addicts.
That show was dark. Cause now that you look at it, like they were all fucked up.
Was he on?
He was on drugs.
No, but his songs were... I feel like I remember them from like the BMX PlayStation game.
Yeah, he might have been on like either Tony Hawk or like Dave Mirra.
Like Crazy Train.
Matt Hoffman or Dave Mirra? Which one had the game?
Dave Mirra, I think so. But Matt Hoffman sounds...
Dave Mirra.
I just remember the Slim Jim
bikes.
Craig, the Slim Jim. There's a Slim Jim guy you're going to get on there, like you and Craig.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
I want to get that gimmick.
But I think it was Matt Hoffman. It was Matt Hoffman.
Which one died?
Dave Mirra. He had, like, CT. I was just talking to my buddy.
Was it suicide or did
he? Yeah, suicide. Oh, okay. He did it in his other buddy's, like, driveway, like, out of nowhere. And I think the cause of it's, like, just banging your head, CT.
I remember hearing about that shit, and I was like, damn. Me and him were like, damn. We were...
Because like, Dave Mirra was like...
Yeah, he was like a straight legend.
Like, if you're into BMX, and you know, like, it was like, I guess, like, Tony Hawk. Like, I know there's other guys that are better than him, blah, blah, blah. But that's what he was to BMX.
Yeah. Well, I remember, back then, I had the video game and all that shit. And I had a sick-ass Schwinn. It was silver.
Schwinns are dope.
Yeah, and I had red grips.
Yeah.
And then red where you put your feet.
Yeah.
But they had those little fucking, I don't know what they were. Like if you were to fuck up and
the little
mess up.
Things?
Yes. Yeah, yeah. If you were to fuck up and miss, they're fucking your shins up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, those spike pedals?
Yeah.
Like the fucking.
And then I would steal the little silver things off of like nice ass cars that had rims.
Damn,
and I'd
nice
put them
bike.
On bike. Hell yeah. And then in Norco, they had like these dirt jumps and I would try to do that. And after a while, I was like, fuck this. Because I would miss my pedal and it would just fuck up my shins time.
Dave Mirra freestyle BMX is a game. But no, we did that shit since we were kids. You Twin Palms. Shout out to Twin Palms if people know about it. Legendary spot.
Forest on Arlington.
Well, yeah, there's Blue Bench, but nah, fuck that. Twin Palms, because that was
Palms
our spot.
Was the shit, yeah.
And like it got so big that they had their own little legit track where people would race and stuff. But dude, I remember going there fucking waking up first thing as a kid and just going biking by myself. Like fucking probably how old's your son right now?
7.
Yeah, I was like probably 7, 8 when I first, Because I moved closer to Twin Palms before it was like a mission. Once
that was
I moved closer.
That was like our tradition and shit. Just go.
I was telling Melissa, I do not see kids, like I remember when Jackass came out, you'd see kids everywhere just fucking in shopping carts, jumping into bushes and crazy
that was
shit.
Us
like
too.
That.
But you have to understand, it's like there was nothing like that before, so the impact that had on everybody.
But I'm saying I don't even see kids riding around like when I'm driving down like La Sierra and Magnolia. Like Magnolia is pretty big.
Yeah.
Like you'd see back in the day, you'd see kids on their bikes riding everywhere.
Doing something.
I don't see kids.
You would see us driving our bike, like riding our bike with a shovel. Like just,
oh yeah,
because we're over there
because we're
jumps,
just rebuilding
shit.
Jumps, or we live right by the field. We would spend all summer just building jumps, finding people like shit would dump people would dump shit there like ovens. And we would use that to, like, build tabletops and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, it was fucking dope. Like, that's, like, the cool thing that I'll never, like...
What was that?
I look back and I'm like, dude, like, I'm so happy we lived that versus just being on video games and just doing nothing on it.
We had, like, a sandlot childhood kind of
thing. Yeah, definitely.
What was the bike that you wanted when you were a kid? I know I wanted a Haro and a Free Agent.
I seen a sick-ass bike on a...
I remember the Red Lines were dope, too.
Which ones?
That Leave It to Beaver bike.
What is it? Liberty Bieber bike.
Is that like a Schwinn? Like an old school Schwinn?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It was like white and red. Actually, right I think it was like white and red.
Let's see.
Yeah.
No, the newer Leave It to Bieber, though. It was a newer. They came out with the newer movie.
I don't know.
I think it was that.
But I know I wanted a Haro and a Schwinn.
If I remember, it was red and black.
A free agent.
But it was a newer one.
Oh, it's a GT. Yeah, GTs are dope. Yeah.
Remember Diamondbacks?
It was Diamondbacks. It looked more like this first picture. Yeah, there it is. See, with the white tires and all that shit. Yeah.
People used to call them guaranteed trash, like people that just used to talk shit. But no, GTs are dope. And like that's like that old school feel to it. People would put the pad in the front.
Like we didn't have bikes like that. I had a Pacific from Sears. Yeah, and he had like a spider bike, but
it was called like a Tarantula. It was just like some. It was probably like a white labeled Huffy or something.
But somehow, I don't know how, we had free agent parts, Haro parts on our bikes, parts.
That bike started. Our garage was like the fucking the chop shop. So little by little, my little fucking Walmart bike turned into like a legit bike.
And my dad would be like, "Well, how that? Oh.
I don't know. I just got a new gooseneck today. It was weird."
Or do you guys remember that little?
Eggs.
We got real good at painting.
But do you remember the go-peds? Do you ever have a go-ped?
Oh, remember when they had the little Harley ones? Sister had one.
But the go-ped go-peds, where it's like a scooter with a motor. You can throw a pipe on it.
We had a go-kart.
I think that might have been the Lost Sierra side then.
Yeah. No, because we had a go-kart. I mean, well, it was our friends, but we said we because it was like all of ours. Everything we had, we shared with each other.
It was Eric's cousin, Andy.
Yeah, right. Andy, we had that go-kart. And we used to fucking get chased by the helicopter all the time.
There was this one time. There's one time we hopped on and we're just, you know, just being kids, riding this golf cart around the fucking neighborhood and whatever. And I remember Andy's mom, Eric's cousin, telling us like, "Hey, put it inside because I saw the helicopter or whatever." We're like, "Oh, we're just being kids." Anyway, I took off on it. And I remember we had walkie-talkies, and I could hear them telling me something, but I couldn't hear it because it was too loud. Yeah. And then I think I stopped, and I heard Andy or Alex, like, the helicopter. And I look up, and that shit's on top of us, like, circling the block. And instead of, like, stopping, I just kept going to where they were at, and I just dropped it off to Andy. And I was like, "Well, fool, take care of it." I remember the cops went to the house there.
Because it wasn't just because we were riding that thing around. It was because we would take that shit and do donuts in the park and ruin the fucking grass.
I left that out.
Yeah, dude.
We would go to people's yard and shit, all kinds of shit.
Yeah, it was a badass. I forgot how much horsepower it had, but a lawnmower engine one. Like, it was just like a chill one, but it was pretty quick. But we would fuck around with that thing a lot.
And every time we rode it, Andy had to spend money on it because something happened.
But it wasn't because of us.
Like, it was because of Gabriel and shit.
Yeah, mostly Gabriel. But yeah, it was funny because that's when Fast and the Furious kind of came out. So we souped it up and put Low Glow on it. So that we had this loud-ass go-kart cruising down neighborhoods that we'd never been down with just fucking Low Glow.
And fog lights.
I had fog lights.
From AutoZone. You know those no boxes, the brick ones? The ones you can't move and shit? So Eddie had just put the logo on and he was all showing us, like, all excited, like, "Well, this is badass," and whatever, and like, yeah, it's dope. And our buddy Gabriel's dumbass hops on, and instead of, like, there's a straightaway right there, like the street's open, whatever, for some reason he goes straight into the mailbox and fucking bends the tire and hops off and goes, "Fool, just buy a new one, fool, you're rich, fool."
That's how he talks.
Was he rich?
No, dude.
Well, dude, we're
kids. Well, he had a cell phone and a credit card at fucking and a car like at in fucking ninth grade
and shit. But yeah, it was hilarious.
I think Fast and Furious saved G Paul's life. Like, I think he amounted the most out of those movies coming out.
Cool. Well, it also kind of fucking took his life.
He's still alive?
Wait, who are we talking about?
Garrett.
Oh. Oh, I thought you were talking about Paul Walker. I thought you were just saying G-Paul because of, I don't know. Yeah, I was like, Paul Walker. I was like, how the fuck are we supposed to know?
What the fuck?
You just known him as dumbass Garrett.
Remember I wrestled. And remember we were wrestling at our little meetings at the park and shit?
Oh my gosh, those meetings at that fucking park by your house?
Under the gazebo?
What the fuck was that?
What do you mean?
But when you look back at it now, like, what the fuck?
It was just for us to hang out.
It was just like this podcast.
For us to hang out. That's what it was.
For us to talk shit, like, make fun of each other.
And all it was like, "Hey, we're going to throw a party here. We're going to throw a party here." Like, what bitches are you gonna get with and this and that, like what shoes are you gonna wear, blah, blah, blah. And it just turned into like a fucking kickback spot.
Well, that's kind of how that whole thing started. We were tagging crew first, and then we just started fucking fighting each other and wrestling or boxing in the front yard. And then we just gave a name. We put a name behind it and then started putting it on MySpace, joking around. And then more people started joining it.
Who made the lanyard and shit? I didn't make mine. I just got mine.
I think that was like a Kinko's thing. Yeah. Well, James still has mine.
I would go to Kinko's and make everyone's lanyards.
Yeah. That was like rappers giving people chains or giving them fucking party tags.
I don't even know how I got into it. I think it's because I knew Daniel. That's it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because Daniel hit him up on MySpace.
Yeah.
Like, and how did you to get into it? You had to ask?
Like, because we were a fucking a hit up crew first, like a tagging crew, and then because Daniel was deep into that, and then he would post up his stuff on MySpace, and then he talked to him, and then he told me like, hey, this guy, whatever.
Yeah, but what were the requirements to get in? Nothing, right? Because how did Gary get in?
No, I mean, it was just really like it just turned into like it just kind of a family. Like, if you're cool. But we're like super analytical, so we just like see like, can we trust this dude? Is he cool? Whatever. Because we always brought everybody to our house, you know. Mm-hmm. They were around our family. We fucking did barbecues, all that stuff. So if you're cool, you're hanging out and all that stuff, and you were down, then
and that was always a test.
We weren't a fucking gang, dude. It was just like,
yeah.
I mean, but yeah, like when shit went down. But it was just really like if you can just fit in.
And that was always a test too. If I invite you to my house and you act right and respectful and all that,
still
then
still shit.
Respectful, like to like our parents or whatever.
Yeah, like if our parents were cool as fuck, if they'll tell us too, like, hey, it's a muchacho, like he ain't right, like get him out of here, shit like that. Like, all right, cool, like respect that. Then we would see it too. I mean, that's how we know each other.
That shit just got out of control.
Well, that's what's funny though. Like, I don't even remember how I even got into it, or how Gary got into it. Because I know, or even Ryan.
Like, I don't remember. I don't remember the stories, but I remember Ryan was deep into it. He fucking loved it.
Yeah, he was like,
he wanted to fight for it.
He lived up to his name.
You guys were into it. The La Sierra part was because of Daniel.
It was just Daniel us was three. Or Daniel was four. It was just us four. It was me, Garrett, Ryan, and Daniel, right?
James.
Oh, James.
Oh,
James the last name? Year?
Yeah.
Yeah, James.
He's older though, right?
I don't remember him. Yeah, he's older than them. He's like a year older.
Oh, really?
Remember.
I thought he was the same
age. Well,
he's
probably your age, but...
I got hell bent. Let's get that over with. Well, let's start with that.
Yeah, let's switch it up.
Okay, so I'm 30. I graduated in 2008. I was supposed to graduate in 2007. Blase, bluesy, blah. Once you get in the 20s, it doesn't matter what how old you are. You're 20s. Anyways, so I didn't get hell back. I just had to do kindergarten twice.
That's called being held back.
Because I would never go because there was a situation. My parents weren't together, so I'd be here for a little while. I'd be there for a little while, so I wouldn't be in school long enough. Like, just attendance wise and all that bullshit. So then I ended up living with my grandma, and then I ended up, so I'm here
having to redo it.
Yeah, so
okay, that makes sense.
So fuck y'all.
Whoa, we never knew the story, motherfucker.
Yeah, I didn't,
but I'm not gonna lie, I had to hide
my age through high school whole year.
When you were having that debate with me earlier with two in there, I was like, oh well, maybe you got held back. I was just fucking around, but no, that's not, I mean, I know because my birthday is like late December, I had to wait to start school, so I was a little older in my class.
But in high school, that's a big ass thing. People be fucking trying to shit on you because of that.
Yeah,
like they're trying to find older, any single anything.
Oh, you're talking about being held back?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Or
yeah.
Even why? What the fuck? Why are you this old? Why are you this old? Like, yeah. God damn.
I always had to explain my birthday, but it was cool though because I turned 18 like at the end of my senior year, so I just signed myself out all the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, all my friends, when I was a senior, they were all 18. I was 17. I was, like, mad as fuck. Always had to fucking get in the trunk and shit to fucking leave. It was bullshit.
I blame this Chinese spot on Magnolia for making me not as smart as I am now. I could be.
Why? What do they got to do with it?
Because they have this deal where it's, like, $5. You get a drink and two sides and an egg roll. And I could leave at lunch. So if I knew my mom wasn't home, I'd go there, get my Chinese food and go home because it's all walking distance.
Yeah, yeah.
And I don't ditch all the time.
Yeah. That's how it was with us, too. What was that Chinese spot over there in our hood? By the Sater Brothers?
I forget the name of it. I just said Chinese food, I think. It literally Did just it? Probably yeah. said Chinese
Everyone
food.
Everybody stayed there all the time.
You know, yeah, everybody stayed at Brothers? There were Tony's.
Was it Mr. Hughes? Nah.
No, it wasn't Mr. Hughes. Mr. Hughes is fire.
That's my dream or my dream day is getting a hotel room, putting the air conditioning all the way on.
Hell yeah.
Like making it dark as fuck, getting Chinese food or crazy ass food, and then like allegedly smoking, and then sitting in the bath because you don't have to worry about paying for the water bill, and just having the warm water never goes off in hotels, and just laying in the bathtub with your pen. I'm a parent, bro. I might do that next weekend. My mom has a fucking Hilton timeshare. Mom.
Damn.
You really just
her thought's going to be like, is he still doing the nipple thing?
He's going to buy a bath bomb and all that shit.
Merch coming out soon. Nipple thing.
Hey, you guys ever been to Glen Iron?
Oh, I forgot you were here, bro.
Yeah, all of a sudden.
We started talking about nipple things. He's like, hey, you ever been to Glen Ivy?
You snapped me out of it. What's going on with nipples?
Oh, Glen Ivy. Butt stuff, fool. Butt stuff. So what happened with Glen Ivy?
You guys never been there?
No, never been there.
The hot springs over there by Tom's Farms.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Tom's Farms. We used to go there as kids and like fish and get a cabin and all that shit.
Yeah, I've been to Tom's Farms.
Right up the street, there's like hot springs.
I think, we've been in there, yeah.
That shit's dope as fuck. And it's nothing but women.
I thought Glen Ivy was like women. Massage place you go to.
You could go in there and like order a massage and get the full package.
Wait, so like
it's far, then?
It's like a nudist thing?
No.
Oh, okay.
No. It's just hot springs. Like they have a shit ton of different pools and they all have like mineral baths. And you just go relax. You go sit in hot tubs. Go float around in the pool. They got like a lazy pool where it's like
so good,
like
right?
2 feet deep.
Yeah, it does.
And they just have like inner tubes where you could just chill.
Oh, damn.
But like no one knows about it because it's just a bunch of chicks because it's a spa. So every time I go there, it's like me, my family, and then just everyone else is just a bunch of chicks.
Where though? Where is that? Huh? It's far though. Tom's Farms is far. It's like address. Going towards Tahoe.
Huh?
It's going towards Tahoe, right?
No, Lake Tom's Tahoe? Farms down what? 15.
Oh, you're talking about. Oh, there's a different place called Tom's. So you're talking about Tom's Farms, after where you go 15. Eat and shit.
They
do have a nudist thing over there in Lake Elsinore on the 15 going that way.
Oh, do they?
There's a nudist.
Ask Andy about that. He likes doing that shit.
Oh, speaking about that, he posted up that the other day. He went to some nudist colony or whatever.
Yeah. I don't think I can't beat. But I'm it was. A, like I'm a grower, not a shower, so I'd be like walking around
Redlands,
like though,
so it must be like a bunch of tweakers and shit. Like, shout out to Redlands.
Who knows, man. Who knows?
And I don't feel like my balls are long enough where they should be at my age.
What the fuck?
When you get older, your balls get
they haven't dropped
longer. I feel like they've
what
dropped.
What do you mean? Like, do you look like someone else's balls and shit?
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. But I feel like they should be. Well, actually, they might be because sometimes. Have you ever sat on your balls before?
No.
I have. Yeah, once.
I've done that shit a few times.
I've done it once. It sucks.
It sucks. You just sit on one and squish this. You're like, oh, fuck. Then you get that pain. You feel like you got to throw up and take a shit at the same time.
When's the last time? Like, I remember back in the day when I was young, I zipped up. When I was taking the piss, I zipped up and I got my skin. When's the last time that shit happened?
No, I remember. Speaking of Tom's Farms, I'm thinking of a different place in like Tahoe. Back in the day, me and my brothers used to wear like those onesies, the ones you go to sleep in, like their pajamas.
Yeah.
But you would zip their onesies, so you'd have to zip them up by the wiener area.
Okay.
And he got his balls stuck in there like some, what was that movie?
Me, Myself, and Irene? Oh, no.
Yeah. Something Mary.
Something about Mary. Something
yeah.
About
Mary. And he got his balls stuck. I was like, fuck. My brother was tripping.
He zipped up all the way up?
That's just funny.
Like a little bit up where it was like a situation.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
That movie was fucking hilarious.
Me, Myself, and Irene?
Yeah.
No, the Along Came.
Something About Mary.
Something Mary. Along Came Polly was a different movie.
Along Came Polly, yeah.
With the same guy, though.
Yeah.
It was fucking, what's his name?
Ben Affleck.
No.
Yep, let's just say it was Ben Affleck.
I forgot his name.
The museum at night, the nighttime museum.
Yeah. Movies were so different back then. Like, that just made me think, like, there's nothing like that these days.
Yeah, like how we were talking about in the car on the way here. Up in Smoke, Cheech and Chong. Oh, Cheech and Chong. Those movies were fucking good. Like
when I was listening to that Joe Rogan one,
yeah,
I was like, this dude's fucking lying his ass off because all this random ass shit that he did. Yeah. But then they started bringing up the picture. I was like, oh shit, he did all this random.
You thought he was lying?
No, I thought he was just
a legend, dude.
I thought he was just making shit up. But then he did have a strip club. He did have all that shit. I was like, they were pulling the pictures up. I was like, god damn, he did a lot.
That's what I'm saying. Like that Quincy fucking documentary blows my mind of people that just accomplished so much and just kept getting into other things and still kept killing it.
I ain't shit.
No, like that, like at first that podcast was funny. You could tell Rogan was like just out of respect, just like you were saying, just kind of like let him talk, because he was getting into these weird conspiracy theories and he was like, I don't know if I believe that.
Well, you're 80 something.
Yeah, he's also 80 something, so.
But he still smashes though. Did you hear him? He's like, yeah. But shit's working,
doing tango and shit.
Just like when Alex Jones was on there, I was like,
oh,
damn,
that's the best though.
Him, like, and Eddie Bravo. How can you sit in the same room with Alex Jones without laughing and shit,
dude? I'm not like low key, like a couple years ago, I got deep into Alex Jones.
Hell yeah, we all like, did. We all did.
Believing everything, and I was just telling people everything. Like
him and that other, the fat guy with the long hair. I forgot his name, but he was
the buff guy. Like he's kind of,
No, he was fat.
Was he fat?
Yeah, he was like the whole 9/11 conspiracy.
Oh no, I got into all that crazy shit on YouTube.
The other guy that was like Alex Jones, but. He had
his own show.
Oh, you're talking about the guy that made that 911 documentary.
Yeah, that
thing.
One. That guy. I forgot his name.
911. Yeah, 911. Yeah, the 9/11. Well, technically, actually, yeah, the 9/11 documentary. He was like big on talking shit on George Bush and all that. I forgot that guy's name.
Well, those things were were a trip. Like, remember when Alex Jones snuck into the fucking?
Oh yeah, that's when I. Because that was he did. It's legit. Weird because he's. He spoke about things that became true.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or are true. So then there's like a weird line between, oh, what the fuck is he, everything.
We gotta get Slim on the podcast because he got super into those.
Is that a fucking knife? Whose knife is that?
What?
What the fuck?
Fuck, there's just a random knife, dude. This fucking American Pickers. Oh, yeah, he just stabbed a box.
Shit. Let me have it. It's my stepdad. I'm 30. You can't. There's a certain age where you can't have stepdads, right?
That's what he doesn't like calling him a stepdad.
he's like fucking Andy.
Yeah.
He's like, that's dad's.
Oh yeah.
No, you are not my dad.
No, because Andy's stepdad's dope as fuck.
Yeah, he's super cool. We should have him on here.
Well, I mean, your stepdad seems really cool too. But
hey, name's Chris. It's Chris. I don't have a stepdad. I'm 30 years old.
But so what Andy does too. So, like, yeah. So yeah, I went over to Brian's place.
Yeah, his Brian's.
Oh, you mean your stepdad?
He's like, and shut up, every time we hang out with him, because he was like a hippie back in the day. Like he'll tell you stories about like doing acid and blah blah blah. Super cool dude. He went to like all these badass concerts.
Oh, is that the old guy you guys were talking about last time?
Yeah, yeah. We want him on the podcast. Damn, we should have hit him up to come over and just do the beer one. And well, there's still time. Every time I fuck with Andy, every time we hang out, I'm like, hey, why don't you throw the old pigskin around? You know, just go, you know, call him dad. Like he's like, fuck you, dude, stop. I was like, he's trying, dude. Just open the beer for you, dude. Just put your arm around his shoulder. He gets so uncomfortable, he gets fucking pissed.
He gets emotional, like fuck you.
Dude, he's not my dad. I'm like, dude.
I remember my stepdad, previous to this stepdad. But it was a weird ass situation. So we lived in townhomes, right? And my mom and
that's how you know about them.
my mom and my stepdad like lived in the front one, but my dad lived in the townhouse behind us. So every time my stepdad would try to like scold me or whatever, I'd be like, don't make me fucking go get my dad and my dad whoop your ass. Like I would run to my dad.
Oh shit. That's a crazy situation.
Damn, that's a weird situation.
It is a weird situation. That's why I would never be able to be a stepdad.
Yeah, that's.
I don't think, because you can't love the kid the same as your own kids. And then you'd be at a weird situation.
I don't know if that's true. I think you just have to step up.
I know people that are like, they stepped up like
they'll do whatever.
Okay, there's anything. A situation you step up, but do you actually, if you speak with them, do they actually love them the same as they love their own kids?
Yeah, I think if you love that girl, she's just an extension, you know, of their kids. So you just you love them.
But the dad's so the other dad's always gonna be
there's deadbeat dads out there, or just people that
you know, just want the girl and, like, they don't take the kid serious. And, like, that's just fucked up. If you're going to get in that situation, then I feel like you should be all in.
I don't think I'd be able to get in that situation.
Well, because you're kind of biased, though, because you already have
kids. Yeah, because you have kids. But I've had this conversation with one of my buddies from work, and he just got into it, not recently, but he's been with this girl for, like, maybe 7 years, and she has a daughter. And he tells me all the time, like, he calls her his daughter. Like, I love her to death, and it's not do anything. And he has kids with her now, too. Oh, but he's always referring, like, well, oh, that's my daughter. Like,
if you have kids along with her kid already, so if you have kids with her, then you'd treat the other daughter that's not yours the same, or the kid the same.
Yeah,
but if you just get in the relationship and then you just straight have no kids with that person, but they have other kids, I don't know if you
I think that would be harder.
Well, homie, where we used to record before, he technically just got two kids 2 days ago. His girl moved in with two kids, yeah.
Oh, see, shit. I wouldn't do that shit.
Yeah, he's like a family man now. Like, overnight, he became a family man.
But I would think I'm a good person, but I can't do that. That would be harder. Like, getting into a relationship and that person has a kid, and then having more kids with her, I would think, I don't know, because I don't have kids, but I'm saying, like, if I would have kids with that person and they already have one, I think I would love the kids more than the other one.
No, I think at a certain point, you'd have, like, so say that person has a kid already, and then you have a kid with them. You would treat the kids the same because you're raising them at the same time.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But if you just, that chick just had a kid and you didn't have kids with her, then you'd be like, well, what the
fuck? I think, it'll be fucked up if it's going to be hard probably because you have that connection. You know that's your blood, probably looks like you. But at the same time, it's like, no, look, you have this whole history with this other kid you took on.
And I would think the whole relationship, like, you know, the baby daddy or the baby mama or whatever, like, everything has to be good too. Because what if, like, you get with someone and the baby daddy of the girl is a fucking asshole. Mm-hmm. Will you see the kid different? Like, fuck, I fucking.
No, I don't think
dad.
I would. I mean, whoop the dad's ass. Yeah, that depends on. Well, what if the dad's fucking Debo and whoops your ass?
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I'm Mexican. I don't give a fuck.
We'll be fucking Charles Manson and shit.
We'll get to the current events with Andy Ruiz.
I got homies that will just black mask and break some legs.
Stupid. I think that'll make the situation shitty, but I don't think that'll take away from, like, how you care about the kid. That's on you.
I don't know.
It just sucks if the baby's daddy is purposely putting shit in that kid's head.
That's making you, like
right there. Oh, that's why my life is all
that
fucked.
That always happens, though.
Yeah. Oh, no.
That's
always,
how I grew up, though.
I can see that happening a lot.
I would go, because I would live with my dad and I'm with my stepmom, but my dad was an alcoholic, so he'd never be home. So I'd be with my stepmom. And I'd be on some Cinderella male shit. Like, I'd be cleaning on all this shit. Like, I wore glasses back then. They bought me glasses because she thought I was bending them. But back then, Nike had these glasses where you can bend them and they'd go back, like, they'd go back into shape.
Yeah.
So when I'd wake up, they'd be all bent. And then she would whoop my ass because she's like, why are you bending your glasses? I was like, I'm not fucking, someone's bending my glasses. I'm not bending them.
Yeah.
So low-key, I think it was her. It was a fucking conspiracy. Anyways, we'll get past that. But, like, so I would go to my mom's every other weekend, but as soon as I came home, my stepmom would grill me. Oh, what did she say? What did your mom say? Oh, what'd you do this?
That's fucking toxic.
And it fucks with your head when you're, now that I think about it, it fucks with your head because you're trying to please your stepmom more than you're trying to, like, be with your mom. Damn. So it kind of fucks you up, like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, I see what you're saying.
That's a trip.
Yeah, I've seen that happen a lot with, like, my sister's kids. Like, every time they go to, like, their dad's house, I don't know who out there, like, someone's over there just fucking grilling the kids. Mm-hmm. And by the time they come back, they don't come back normal. Like, mm-hmm. they feel all uptight and, like they can't go do whatever they used to do. They'll come straight up and ask, like, hey, can I get, like, something? It's like, yeah, this is your house. Like, go.
That's the thing is, like. Like, you're growing up in two totally different environments.
Yeah, and that usually takes, like, a week for them to, like, relax and come back and
Like, when I hear these, I just let people talk when they talk about that stuff because I can't relate. Like, our parents been together and all that stuff. Like, but, like, I see what it does to some friends. Some people are just okay with it. Some people are like, it really fucks with them. Like, Andy throwing the old pigskin around with the stepdad. Yeah. Like, he's like, no.
Like, James is going through that with his kids.
Oh, all 10 James, of them.
Yeah. All 10 of them. Yeah.
All 10 of
them.
Shout out
to James.
Fucking James.
No, but it's like, it's fucked up. Like, when you're an adult, like my age or where I am now, like, growing up, you're like, oh no. When you hear, like, when you're watching or listening to podcasts where, like, they're saying, oh, your childhood reflects on how you grow up, or like when you look back, like, it reflects your future. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of person you are because of your childhood. I'm like, fuck no, you can't make that. But then when you actually think about it, a lot of that little shit, like, creeps into your head and all that. I don't know how to explain it, but
yeah. I think it kind of probably adds, like, how do I explain this, like, your judgment or like some things. You might look at some things differently because of those experiences, but I feel like it's still up to you to make that difference. Well, yeah, like, yeah, don't, yeah, let, yeah, that, yeah, like, overcome it. Like, if, yeah, you just drown in it, then that's different.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know if there's, like, a real thing, love, or if it's just you're with someone because you can deal with that person.
Thing is,
or
both.
Because, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
After a certain while, yeah, you, I just think, get really used to the, you, yeah, know, the person, whatever. Like,
but it's bad when you just get used to the person and you know you don't want to be with them, but you're just used to them.
Yeah, that's
that happens too.
We know people that are like,
I just,
that,
argue all the fucking time. Yeah.
Fuck that.
Well, that's what's weird. Like, do you, when they never say, oh, it's never greener on the other side, or it's always greener on the, you never know. So you might leave the situation you're in and then you just get in a more fucked up situation. Like, my dad left my mom and then got into it with my stepmom, and now my stepmom fucked his whole life up. Now he's on all this weird ass shit, like living in the park and shit, because his life's all fucked up. But what if you just stay with my mom, and then what that situation would be like? You know what I mean?
I think that's what I was talking to Eric about, the environment. Like, it depends on the person, the energy they're you know, they're instilling into your life or whatever it is. I think that has a lot to do with everything. Like, us hanging out here, I already have a different vibe in this new fucking, mm-hmm, podcast studio.
Yeah, vibes,
or just,
is crazy.
Or just hanging out with certain people. I think we know we can't record this podcast with certain people because it's just, it might be toxic, or it won't work out. I think that's the same thing with relationships. So.
Yeah.
But I'm not no fucking expert either. I'm not Dr. Phil.
I don't think anyone is, though. I don't think even if you talk to an expert, I don't even think they...
We just kind of go with our life experiences, too. Like,
I think there's just patterns out there.
We all have that one person that we were really cool with, and then all of a sudden, we don't even fucking talk to that person because they didn't contribute anything to us, like, to grow or whatever.
That's why I think, like, I feel like I'm an asshole sometimes because I'm not really... If you're out of sight, it's out of mind. Yeah. Like, I feel like an asshole sometimes. Like, and then I feel like I don't want to be, like, a bugaboo. I don't want to, like, hit up my friends. Like, oh, how you doing? Like, I don't know. I feel like when I hit my friends up, it's weird because it seems like I always want something.
Yeah. But that shit goes both ways, though.
I don't know. I like hitting people up just to check up, yeah, on them. Mm-hmm.
But then it feels like...
I bug Eric while he's at work and he's whispering.
No,
and
but
shit.
Sometimes it feels like, whoa... Then you think, like, oh, is a man supposed to just hit up your homie and be like, oh.
Yeah, dude. It's, I weird, think that's, though, a genuine relationship. That's like a brotherhood. Like. Yeah.
But then when I hear some people talk about it, it's like, it's weird because it'll, when people talk about it, like, oh, I don't hit up my friends on their birthday and all this shit, like, it fucks with my head. I'm like, well, because I'll hit up my friends. Like, yeah, is it not something you're supposed to do?
No, yeah, you're supposed to do. Well, I mean,
I do it.
I think there's a certain level where it doesn't really matter, mm-hmm, if you do or not, but at the same time, it's like, why not? Like, really, why not?
Well, that's why I love, like, when you know they're your homies and you haven't seen them in a couple of months, and then you can just hang out and it's just like back to normal.
Like, yeah, we hang out here and there, but like we haven't hung out like this in forever. And it's just like, I've known this motherfucker.
Like the first
forever.
Day we did our podcast, like none of us, well, I mean, yeah, you, but I mean, we haven't hung out with you, and it was just like normal. It was just like back in the day.
I think that's when you know it's a genuine thing. It's like, you don't have to, like,
you don't have to try.
Yeah.
You don't have to do that bullshit interview. Yeah. You know someone's not really your friend when you haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah.
How you been, dude? Yeah, oh, everything's going good. Yeah, oh, things are great, man. Yeah,
how's work? Or
yeah,
how's,
like, shut the fuck up, dude.
Yeah, and then they're like, why haven't you hit me up? Like, fool, it goes both ways. Like, you have my Instagram, you have my Facebook, you have my Twitter. Like, you have all that shit. Like, you could just send me a message, whatever. But, yeah.
Could get some of the characters on the podcast. I hate when people start talking about shit on podcasts and don't finish it. So I'm going to just circle back real quick. Fucking Slim. So Slim got really into conspiracy theories. And so much he went into that rabbit hole that he got a virus on his computer and he thought the government did it.
Oh, yeah. That shit was hilarious. I remember that shit. He was paranoid, too.
That's just porn, Slim.
Yeah, that's just porn.
Just way too much porn.
He got on that Pornhub and clicked on the wrong video and shit.
I feel sorry for whoever had my old laptop. Like, I know, craziness, especially when LimeWire is out.
Oh, fucking LimeWire.
I love LimeWire.
LimeWire is a shit because, I mean, my music tastes fucking grew from LimeWire. Just listening to so much shit.
Well, because people were fucking slick back then. They would name they'd put their name on like the most popular song, so you would download that, but yeah. it's a totally different song.
Yeah. yeah.
Or DJs
but then
too.
But then you ended up liking their song.
Yeah.
yeah.
And you're like, fuck, you're a smart ass motherfucker. Playing yeah. the game.
The guys that were like ahead of that, like, for sure, that's fucking smart. We were just fucking downloading that shit.
I wish I had my old CDs.
Eric still does that to this day, allegedly.
Oh, yeah. No, I don't. Oh, actually, what? I absolutely do not do that.
I just do Spotify. Spotify.
Whatever movies you
Even need. Spotify expands my
pay,
new
I
shit.
I pay like, for all my subscriptions. I don't use anyone else's accounts.
You don't have a really big hard drive that you store not. Everything.
Of course not. That never happened.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
So you guys want to move to some current events? I want to talk about this.
Let's
dude.
Do it.
Brown pride forever.
So there's a, you know, last night was like one of those classic upsets that,
look at that
you
smile.
you can't fucking make up. Yeah, dude. Rick Ross retweeted him. He's like, that's true happiness.
he looks like a Care Bear.
Yeah, dude. Like, not the guy. So Anthony Joshua looks like a fucking beast, dude.
He looks like he has no
You know
team.
What Anthony Joshua looks like? He looks like the fucking the Russian guy from
There he is. Look at Anthony Joshua Rocky. Even looks happy yeah. when he just got his ass beat. Like, so the heavyweight, fuck, a big heavyweight match. Anthony Joshua is like the king in the UK, and it's his debut at Madison Square Garden in New York. And he got beat up by this fucking chubby Mexican dude named Anthony Rios. That's actually legit. If you look at his record, he's gotten more fights and everything than Anthony Joshua, but everyone thought he was going to walk over him. He was like a
just because
huge
how he
underdog.
Looked. Just because how he looked.
Well, that's how he out. Looked. He's not well known.
Yeah,
all that
but
stuff.
This guy has skill, bro.
Who was that old, the other dude that was from Riverside that was, he didn't look like he was in shape
Chris
either.
Chris Arreola.
Yeah.
So this is probably just like
same
Chris
body
Arreola,
type.
Same similar yeah. body type. He was doing really well, but I feel like he just probably didn't stick to his training like he should have.
Yeah, I think Chris Arreola got into the whole party thing because
yeah, too hard.
I seen him out like all the time.
Yeah, yeah, I would see him at the clubs and stuff. He's a Riverside native.
I went to one of his fucking pool parties.
He was always
oh,
at
yeah.
the Fox
yeah, pool parties
in
yeah.
Pomona, right?
Yeah, the Fox.
Daniel would go to those.
And the Ville in Riverside when it was open and all that. Yeah, he used to party a lot. But this guy right here straight made me a fan yesterday. Like
just
he
because
has skill,
he's
dude.
So big, but he's like, I mean, I'm sure you watch the highlights. He's big, but he moves good and he was smart. Like he's a counterpuncher. Like he got rocked. But instead of just like moving back and be like, oh shit, I just got hit, he decided to attack forward to just confuse mm-hmm. the guy and then fucking get him back.
Well, another thing, he has true ass Mexican tattoos.
Oh yeah,
he has the two doves on his
oh yeah
on his
does.
Chest. Like that's a real Mexican tattoo. Like.
He was doing fucking suck it. He did the suck it thing when he first
Xbox.
Yeah, Xbox like Degeneration X. When he first knocked down fucking what's his name?
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
How the fuck do I not remember his name?
Anthony
Joshua. The first knockdown, because he actually got knocked down first.
Yeah, I see.
He got up
part,
real quick.
Yeah.
After that, this guy, Anthony Joshua, tried to put him away, and he fucking counterpunches him, gets him down, and knocks him down. He knocks him down a second time in that same round. And then after that round's over, he's like, suck it.
Yeah.
Just fucking funny.
He was excited like that. I'm pretty sure like the emotion.
Can
the,
we find out what city
was
he's from?
Jumping out of his skin.
It's somewhere in the IE, I think. I gotta check it out.
Riverside's pretty big.
No, yeah, it's huge. But
I looked it up yesterday. It's actually
Imperial Valley.
Imperial Valley. It's over there by the Salton Sea.
Oh, good.
So it's like the desert.
Like yeah,
like past that.
It's actually right next to like Banning the Mexicali border, like
oh,
from Mexico.
Shit.
Yeah, he's up there. He's in the desert.
The Salton or whatever that is. I remember I seen. I think it was a documentary, but they were trying to make that like the next big like. Location or something.
Yeah,
like
it was
that.
Supposed to be like a Palm Springs.
Yeah,
now.
But
yeah.
bigger. Like
yeah, they had
all
a man-made
the famous,
lake.
Yeah, all yeah. that shit.
Like in the '70s, sixties.
Yeah,
it was on Vice. You saw the documentary.
Oh,
on Vice.
That's probably what it was. Yeah. I love Vice. Shout out Vice. Come on the podcast.
I think it was called
one day.
It's called a Bandit or something like that.
But Palm Springs, it was cool because my mom has timeshares. But now it's like I feel like going there. It's weird because.
It's like another San Francisco. It's all gay dudes.
Nah, but it's like
it's really that.
It is that. Not but at the same that. Time,
I enjoy that.
I'm trying to get away from. I'm trying to get away from ghetto people.
Yeah,
and I feel like
are there ghetto people out there?
I feel like it's just a ghetto person's vacation, a poor person's vacation.
It used to be like kind of like a money thing.
Not anymore.
Like
Frank
Sinatra.
I feel like everyone.
Frank Sinatra
there,
has
like,
a badass house there.
They just be wilding the fuck out. I'm like, fuck. Like it's weird. Like back in the day, I wouldn't mind. I didn't mind being around those types of, like ghetto people, But now I fucking hate ghetto people.
Bro, we're in California. Everyone has a fucking hood mentality and shit.
No, but I don't want my kids around anymore. But like,
also, there is areas, like, when you know. Yeah. Like,
or, like, I don't, like, even yesterday I played soccer again for, like, I haven't played in 3 months because I was injured. My ankle's all fucked up. And I played last night. I just don't like paisas.
He said paisas.
Whatever the fuck.
Paisas? Why?
They make me so mad. Like,
why?
Just how they carry themselves and just, I'll slap you, like, you're 5'2". Stop acting like you're fucking something crazy. Like, it just makes me mad how they carry themselves. Yeah. I just hate vibes. Like, how people carry themselves, it's just weird. Like,
yeah. Anyways, not let's all talk of about them are like that. I mean, there's movies. different ones, but I know which ones you're talking
if
about.
If you wear a Hollister still, I'll slap the shit out of you. And Aeropostale.
But yeah, man, so shout out to this guy, Andy Rios. He fucking...
Looks like your cousin.
He does
like one of my prison tattoos. Yeah. I've never been in prison, sorry, but my prison style tattoo.
Dude, he fucking killed it. And just to say one more thing, that's fucking dope because I think he got like $6 million for this fight, which isn't a lot compared to like what the other guy was going to make. Because he got this fight like on like.
Because the other guy fell out or something, right?
Yeah, the other guy got caught like doing steroids.
Testing or something.
He actually reached out to a promoter on Instagram, DM'd him, and that's how he got the fight.
Trains him, his dad or something? Because usually Mexican fighters, their dad trains them, right?
As a good trainer, I forget, dude. Like, I should have.
Or like their dad is usually. Oh, he's 29.
Well, his dad's in there too. Yeah, he's 29. Same age as Anthony Joshua. But this guy's been fighting since he was a kid. He was actually in the Mexican Olympics. Crazy fucking amateur record. Anthony Joshua started at 18, and that's why it's dope because at a later age like that, he's still killing it. But
well, I think like what's his name? From the Bucks, that big ass dude, Antetokounmpo, whatever. He started at a late age playing basketball, and he's fucking
yeah, crazy. That's
what I'm going through right now with Josiah. He's 7, but I want to play other sports because if you play other sports, your hand-eye coordination, like your body, it moves in certain ways when you're playing certain
make
sports.
Make you more dynamic,
so that you're able to control your body more when you go towards the sport that you really want to play. I'm sorry, I'm mumbling, but I'm not a scientist, motherfucker.
Well, this dude afterwards just said he's
Google
like,
it.
Okay, this alert.
Hold on. Afterwards, he shouted out his mom. He's like, "Shit, we don't have to struggle anymore."
Dear
he just
mama.
He just made $6 million, yeah. Which is probably crazy for him. And then the next fight's probably gonna be like probably
even
double
more.
Triple that.
That's what I'm saying. More. I always think about this. If I was to come up like on like.
First Mexican-American heavyweight.
A shitload of money. I know I'd buy one house. I'd pay this house off for my mom. I'd buy one house for where my sisters could live. And I'd buy a house for my brother where he is and pay his shit off. I'd buy houses because then you could always have somewhere to live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I wouldn't buy like all that like clothes and all that shit. I'd
cars,
like buy property and all
that
shit.
You'll make sure
first.
That everyone's good first. And then
and buy a big-ass house so that if anything happens, we can all just live in one place. Like somewhere. Shit.
I think first I'd pay off everybody's debt.
Yeah.
And then
but I think that's is that a Mexican thing? Because Melissa, is that a Mexican thing? Because Melissa, like her parents take care of us, or we live in their house. They don't take care of us, but we live in their house. But she wants to, when we get our own house, she wants to make sure there's a house in the back where she can have her dad and her mom.
Yeah, 100%, dude.
I think that's a Mexican thing.
Yeah, because we're such a tight-knit family. Like it's just that family culture where it's like, it doesn't matter if, like, you're fucking up doing whatever, that they're always going to go out of their way, especially the moms, like the Mexican moms.
Yeah.
I think it's always just looking after your that's parents. You don't just, like, leave and forget.
I would always trip out, like, the homies, like, my friends in high school, like, oh, I'm almost 18, my parents are going to kick me out. Like, what the fuck? Like, yeah, I'm white. Like, that's what we do. Like, what the fuck? That's crazy. Like,
but I think in Mexican families, it's weird. Is it like what I've been, what I know is like the mom seems like they run it more for some reason. You know,
well, because like, they're so the fucking agile, dude. They do everything.
I feel like they're the ones that, I don't know, like they're the hierarchy of the
because the mom,
family thing.
Mom, if you think about it, mom is everything. Like they gave you life. So their word is.
Yeah,
strong.
And they also do everything, you know, they raise the kids, they clothing, or, you know, doing laundry, cooking, like, everything.
I'm starting to realize that because Melissa works on weekends now, and Fridays that I have off and Saturdays, it's a fucking bitch. I love you kids, but trying to get them together, like, dress and all that shit, and to go
and
somewhere,
they probably
it's
complain
a fucking
sometimes,
thing.
But, and it's like we have friends there.
married to chicks from other countries, and then like it's because they wanted basically the same experience they got growing up with their moms, because they take care of everything, and you just, you know, take care of the bills and be a dude, and it's just how they're raised. It's crazy. And then you have these moms these days that don't want to do shit.
Anomalous. Like,
well, no, I'm saying like it just really depends. Like,
yeah, there's some girls that can't even fucking cook cup of noodles and shit.
It's all Uber Eats.
Yo, Uber Eats. Cup of noodles, not 3 minutes. I'm yelling it to the sorry, not 3 minutes. It's 2:30.
I'm gonna come out with merch that's mad producer.
Fire.
Or I didn't know you're not supposed to cook.
Stop
it in
yelling
the cup.
On. Stop yelling on the mic.
You're not?
I didn't know. No, you're not.
No, Melissa. What? I yell at Melissa all the time. She puts the top ramen and then she puts it in a. She cooks it on the oven. I'm like, yeah, throw that shit in the microwave.
You're not supposed to. You're not supposed to. On the back it says that you're
not
supposed to.
Wait, no, top ramen is different, though. Top ramen is different. Yeah, you cook it. Wait, you just, what do you mean?
I put it in a bowl. I break it up. I put it in a bowl with water and put it in the microwave. No, she cooks it on the stove.
Yeah, you put it on the stove.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit takes for days.
No, but with cup, dude, you're supposed to take it out of the cup.
Yeah, you're supposed to crush it out of the cup.
I thought it says it on there that you can put water in the.
No, you're supposed to put boiling water into the cup, not microwave the cup.
You're supposed to microwave it.
Oh, I microwave
the styrofoam. The styrofoam like has fucking chemicals in it. So
wow, I'm gonna die soon.
Yeah,
that's why.
Okay, once you start heating up the styrofoam, it starts to put all those chemicals into.
So it's because of the styrofoam. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the microwave.
Yeah,
because Neil deGrasse Tyson put that myth.
I thought it. The microwave.
It's not bad for you, dude. All
I thought it like kills the nutrients.
Well, let me explain, dude. So it's not. So it's fucking
those
oops.
Those
oops.
Things literally have no nutrients.
What?
It's like,
what?
It's salt water.
Merchandise coming out soon. Let me explain.
Fuck. Fucking Martin. If I could have. So it's just friction. All it is friction. That's all that does is create waves of friction, and that's why it heats it up. Yeah, you can put shit that's dry as fuck and doesn't do nothing or it turns it on. It's just friction.
But do not put foil in the microwave.
Yeah, because that that makes that friction make it makes it like ignite.
I gotta go pee.
Oh, hold on, we're you can't pee yet.
We're in a barn, so we don't have like a access to. We gotta figure some shit out.
So yeah, this is our new location. Is
that
125 Media? Look out for our website 7125 Media, our social media channels.
Yo, by the end of this week, we're getting on our shit.
Yeah, we'll get it together eventually. We don't know if we're doing anything right.
Are we doing this right?
Are we? Well, are we?
No.
Universal question.
And it's over and Eric just woke up.
And we're up.